Coverage of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine continues on Jaguars.com, and we're joined now by head coach Gus Bradley. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Got a little sun in the face, that Jacksonville weather, and now up here in Indy, but it's been good. Been good so far.
Is the honeymoon over yet? I mean, you've had quite a circus the last few weeks and coming in here. Are you settled in yet?
No, not completely. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. Not only have, you know, we kind of talked about our guys, but now we're moving into the college draft and free agency. So, you know, it's been pretty busy, but a good kind of busy.
How many combines is this for you now?
Boy, well, since 2006, so what's that make it, 7 or 8, you know, right in there. But, yeah, you get a chance to talk to coaches. You get a chance to see some of the college coaches that are here, some of their players, and then, you know, the opportunity to visit with the players firsthand. Our position coaches will be here talking to them. We'll have interview sessions with players that have been specifically counted on for us to visit with by our GM from Dave. And but I think it's just another part of the learning process of these athletes.
Now, talking to a player for the first time, it's really the first chance you'll have to sit down with a lot of these guys one-on-one.
Right.
It'll be a different experience from when you were a position coach and a coordinator, right? Because players talk to GMs and head coaches differently than
right.
they might in a smaller group. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be the same, because last year or the last couple of years in Seattle, the coordinators were in these interview sessions as well with the GM and the head coach. So, you know, you ask different styles of questions. It's hard because these guys have been prompted by their agents and kind of have a rehearsed, you know, answer for all the questions. So you try to get them out of that comfort level a little bit. And again, you only have 15 minutes with them to try to find out as much as you can.
How do you carve up that time, though? It's tough to do. You have to have a plan going in for each guy. Right,
right, we really do. And that's what, you know, our scouting department and Dave have done a great job the last couple weeks with some of the college guys that we're looking at. And, you know, I think they pointed out some of the questions we need to get answered. So we'll have a set agenda before we have a chance to meet with each one of them.
Gus, your time here in Indianapolis, how do you spread it out? Are you watching drills? Are you interviewing? Where
yeah,
do you focus
you know,
most of your energy?
It's pretty set up for you. I mean, as far as, you know, we saw heights and weights today, and there'll be interview sessions this afternoon along with interview sessions at night until the workouts begin. So I've also got a computer set up in my room, so any free time I have, I try to get back up there and watch some more tape on these guys. So, you know, it's pretty laid out for you.
So, yeah, you have a list of guys each day that you might talk to, and you just freshen up on the tape.
That's right.
Those guys, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already watched on some, but, you know, it's a constant evaluation process. I mean, it never stops all the way up into the draft. So, you know, you're never finished on it, and any information you can get, we're always, you know, one of our central themes is competition. We'll do that here in Indy as well.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the major milestones in the offseason every year, coming to Indy. All the organizations come here with their whole staff, pretty
right.
much. It's almost like another reunion. We spoke about it off the air. Senior Bowl, a lot of guys are shaking hands. That was your first appearance as the head coach. Now here in Indy, I'm sure there's some of that again. Hey, Gus, good to see you for the first time since you got the job. Are you tired of all that? Do you just want to play ball?
Yeah, you really are. You know, I think this, you know, I really am looking forward to April when we have our chance for our first mini camp, just to really be with the players. And but this part is important. We're building our team right now, and we're adding to it to the core people that we have already. And, you know, it's a necessary process for us, an important process. So, yes, we'd like to speed things up and get to that point as a coach, but we know this is so important to the organization.
I have a feeling you love this event just because of your ability to talk to players and look them in the eye, right?
Right. Yeah. It's great. It's great. And to talk to coaches. We always talk about get 90 and give 10. So you're really talking to coaches, too, and coaching staffs, possible free agents, you know, that are out there that are available. So really it's the whole idea is to gather as much information about as many prospects as we can. And, you know, that's what our assistants and that's what I'm doing right now as well.
If you know, at the end of the day here in Indy, when you leave town, what do you want to have accomplished? What's next on the radar?
Well, just, you know, another step in the whole process of our evaluation. Not only on tape, but getting a chance to meet the players. It's a chance for our staff to evaluate players together, some of the workouts that we're going to be watching. and you know, to continue to build that camaraderie and get a better feel for really what we're looking for. And anytime we can create that vision for our scouting staff and for Dave, the types of players that we're looking for, I mean, it's always a great benefit to us. So, you know, I think if we can get that accomplished by the end of the week, we'll be in great shape.